Hello, good morning, everyone. We're going to start more or less on time. You're all very, very welcome to what I hope will be the liveliest and most informative session in the whole of this World Science Forum. I'm Clive Cookson, science editor at the Financial Times of London. And personally, I'm delighted to be back in this beautiful city of Budapest. I was last here 5 years ago when I chaired the European Future and Emerging Technologies Conference. Of course, Hungary has a rich history of innovators, picking up the theme of this morning, including László Biro, who perfected the ballpoint pen, Denis Gabor, who led to the invention of holography and won the Nobel Physics Prize in 1947, Tivadar Puskás, who was one of the first people to build a telephone exchange, working with Thomas Edison at the end of the 19th century, and Wolfgang von Kempelen, who was an extraordinarily productive 18th century inventor, who invented an early speaking machine. So, as we all know, innovation has become one of the biggest buzzwords in politics and economics. And a couple of years ago, Thomson Reuters counted the number of corporate press releases issued on the PR newswire that included the word innovation. And the total was an amazing 28,998 innovations. As Thomson Reuters put it, the word innovation has come to embody a kind of mystical formula that has the power to boast global economies, corner consumer market share, and bestow cult-like status on tech company chief executives. Well, our broad aim this morning is to look beyond that mysticism at the ecosystem, the all-important path from education and research to innovations that make a difference in the real world. And we're focusing perhaps particularly on environmental and sustainability issues. We've got a fabulous panel of speakers, all eminent in their field. Now, those fields vary enormously across private and public sectors, research and education. But we'll try to keep the discussion focused without going off on too many fascinating tangents that would distract us from our role of analysing the ecosystem. I'll introduce our four speakers in turn before they start, just briefly, because you've already got their fuller bios in your programme. After they've all spoken, we'll discuss within the panel some of the issues that came up before I open up what I hope is a lively discussion with contributions from you all in the audience. And we need to finish at 11 promptly, as you know. So, our first speaker is Professor Hiroshi Amano of Nagoya University in Japan, a winner of the 2014 Nobel Prize in Physics for his role in inventing blue light-emitting diodes. Professor Amano, please.